next on Sound Doctrine.
To become stepping stones. That's what Jesus was when he went to the cross. He was our stepping stone to God. The cross is the bridge. That's what we came over, and that's why we have a relationship and a fellowship with the living God, because of the cross. Jesus became a stepping stone. He died. Now he says, I died, but I want you to live. Live in me and become a stepping stone to those around you that are unlovely.
Your spirit leads me on, and I'm running after you. I'll leave behind the worthless lies, and I'm trading them for priceless truth.
God has made it possible to come clean and receive forgiveness. He loves us so much that he sent his Son to die for our sins, so that we wouldn't have to die in our sins. With that great truth in mind, why wouldn't we be willing to simply receive forgiveness and forgive others? A warm welcome to you. This is Sound Doctrine. Our Bible teacher is Pastor Jeff Johnson, and he joins us now with a message from 1 John chapter 2. He makes the connection between walking in the light and love.
Unforgiveness brings imprisonment in our own lives. To go around with an unforgiving, unloving spirit is to hurt yourself. Oh, you have every right to be angry. This is what they did. And you spell it out and you go over it in your mind. It's my right, you know, to be angry after all that they did. But you're failing to see what you've done. And you hurt yourself. Words and, you know, this Christianese, they're easy to say. You know, oh yeah, I forgave him. I hate the guy's guts. I let him go. I'm going to get it out of him one way or another, you know. I mean, we have, you know, on the outward, you know, you can say anything. Yes, love one another. God is of love. And that's not us. That's not what I've been doing. Action is hard, isn't it? And it really says something when we have that right action, that forgiveness, that love from above. To say that I am spiritual, and many times we try to see where we're at, and yeah, I'm pretty spiritual. I read my word today. I've got a bumper sticker on my car. Of course, when I cut the guy off, I didn't mean to. You know, and you think you're doing pretty good. Is when the Lord reveals to our hearts that there's some things that need to be dealt with. When there isn't any fruit of your love relationship with the Lord and you're walking in the light, there comes a frustration with that. There comes a confusion because you say one thing and there's different things going on in your heart. And it hurts. It's not a pleasant place to be in. You're tormented because you're walking in the flesh but speaking in the spirit type of thing, you know? And you're just not living the life. But that's okay, because that gets us to a place of hitting the wall again. And then we cry out. And the Lord's waiting for us to cry out, isn't he? He's waiting for us to just come to him and say, be patient with me, Lord. And he is. He is so patient. He loves us so much. But just to be in that place of, you know, let your yea be yea and your nay be nay. But we need to be truthful. You say you're in the light. You say you're walking in the light. So prove it by loving the unlovely and forgiving those that you think have a debt with you or whatever. Forgiving your brother or your sister and just letting it slide. And then loving them when you see them the next time. Even though they ripped you off. And they meant to do that, you know. I mean, again, it's just part of, in the world you're going to have tribulation. I mean, there's unlovely people everywhere you go. This place is darkness. So how are we going to contend with darkness? What contends with darkness? You just go and turn on the light. What does the darkness do? Flees. Now, I know in our own lives that once we receive Christ, it's a slow process, but it's fleeing, isn't it? Slowly but surely, God's working, the Holy Spirit has given us victories, and we're moving on with the Lord. We're learning about confessing sin. We're learning how to deal with sin. That's a good thing, because it keeps us in the light, keeps us with His love for the unlovelies, for the unlovely situations. This brings light, but hate darkness. Your life, your countenance, you can see it. When you're walking in the flesh, you can see it in a brother or sister. Those that are walking in the light, they see it right away. And how do we deal with that? Philippians, mark this down. Philippians chapter 1, Paul says this. He says, "And this I pray," talking to those in Philippi, "that your love may abound yet more and more in knowledge and in judgment." So that you would grow up in the things of God, in how you respond to unlovelies, how, you know, your judgment, and you know, the whole thing of the knowledge of God, you know, just knowing how much God has forgiven you, that you would respond rightly. That you may, verse 10 says, that you may approve things that are excellent. That you may be sincere without offense until the day of Christ. The word sincere is sinceri there in the Greek, and it simply means without wax. You say, well, what does that mean? Well, those that were working with marble would find quickly that if you made a mistake with your marble figure, and somebody yelled at you or somebody said, hey, and you went boom, and the nose went flying off. You did all this for what? For a nose to fly off? And so you quickly get the wax because you heard that it looks just like marble, and you put it together and you put it as the nose and you carve it and you get it right there and it's perfect. Nobody's going to know. And then you sell it. And then they put it out in the sun. And the nose throws up. It just melts down off on the face. And you go, that guy was not sincere. He didn't, he was... Now, it wasn't without wax. It had wax in it. And actually, there was contracts that you would sign that you are very sincere, you know, and you have no wax in your figure because everybody was using it. That means that you're a hypocrite in that you put wax in it and sold it as one piece, and yet it wasn't it. So that's what he's saying, that you would be sincere, without wax, not a hypocrite. So to love is maturity with no hypocrisy. In other words, you really love. You're not doing it because Jeff said, I got to start doing this. I hate it, but I love you, man. I don't think that was sincere, man. And sometimes we're like that. We're insincere. God, make us real. Real Christians. Make us effective. Make your light so shine within us that others will see your good works and the Father would be glorified. That should be our passion. God has forgiven us so much. Now, Lord, take me such as I am, a mess, and I blow it all the time. Make me what you want me to be. I want to affect those around me. I want to affect my own family, because right there is where the real proof is, isn't it? Where we live with our knucklehead kids, right? And our unlovely spouse that's always picking. And you pick me one more time to the moon with you, buddy. And I don't get even, I get back. You know? And the things that spouses do and the things we get hung up in, it's wrong. But you know, that's okay. If you see it and you are experiencing it, then there's hope that you can repent and say, Father, I am blown it in this area. I'm not walking in the spirit. I'm in the flesh a lot of times. Oh, outside of the home. God bless you, brother. Love you, man. At home, get out. You know, and start screaming and yelling. It's in a different world. And sometimes you girls, you know what I'm talking about. You're elbowing all the time. Don't you laugh. Don't, you know. That's you, man, you know. And then we even do it in church. And we get down on one another. And you need to get it right. No. It just takes one to see it, and the Lord knows it, and just get it right, and then things change. It sounds so easy, doesn't it? But it's hard because you got to die to self. You got to die to your rights that you got stepped on, and you're holding the grudge. You got the poison in you, and it's not pretty. Esther. It reveals the blinding power of hatred. Hatred is an evil thing that just does so much damage. The Jews were taken into captivity into Persia. Haman, who was a high official in Persia, hated Jews and got it worked out in a way to do the final solution to his problem, just like Hitler. The final solution. He wrote it in a book. Eliminate Jews. Wow, that's pretty radical. Yeah, but we're going to do it. And so he went about his evil plot, building gallows and beginning to plan and plot his destruction of the Jews. Little did he know that he would be the one being destroyed. What a picture of hatred. How it comes around to bite you. And as he built his gallows for Mordecai, all of a sudden everything turned and he ended up hanging in his own gallows. How we need this exhortation today. Hatred blinds and brings destruction. Jesus shared it. Hellfire, he said, it would bring. Torment. So there's three claims in this chapter. Number one, I know him. I obey and I love him. And to love him is to love my brother. That means I prefer my brother over myself. That means I receive my brother, whether he's good, bad, or ugly. Admonish one another, and I edify, I seek to build him up, and I bear my brother's burdens. Isn't that what we're to be doing? That's what the Bible says. Bear one another's burdens. I love that scripture in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 32. It's one of my favorites in Ephesians. It says, be ye kind one to another, tender hearted. Oh my gosh. Lord, you can cause my heart to be tender? Yeah. Just by revealing your heart to yourself and you seeing it when you get ugly. You know what I'm talking about. We should drop our knees right there and just, oh God, I'm doing it again. Tenderhearted. Forgiving one another. Why? Well, even as God, for Christ's sake, has forgiven you. I mean, that makes sense, doesn't it? I mean, he sent Christ to die for your sins, and look what you did. Look at the sins that you piled up. And he forgave you every single one of them. He had compassion for you because you cried out to him. And how are you treating your brother, your wife, your husband, your children? Are you giving the same? And that's where we should get busted every single time. May God bust us, every single one of us, including myself, that when we go there, he will put his finger on us and that we will repent and will grow and mature and get better and better in this whole thing of giving out his love. Amen? We need it. I'm abiding in him. I must walk in love as he loved and as he loved us. I need to follow his example. I'm in the light. His light then is to love. To not love is to be in darkness. He makes it very clear. Living a lie and not being real. Now, let's go to verse 10. 1 John 2:10. He that loves his brother abides in the light. See, he's explaining it very clearly. And there is none occasion of stumbling in him. So if you're walking in the light and you're loving your brother, you're not stumbling anybody. But if you're not doing that, those that hear you, when they heard that servant, it stumbled them big time. And they ran immediately and told the master, told the Lord. You got to hear what this guy did. He was a stumbling block. And that's what happens to us. To others around us. So you not only hurt yourself when you're being this way, you really hurt your brother. You hurt your wife, your husband. You hurt those around you. There was a guy walking down a dark alley, and I don't recommend doing this. But he was walking down this dark alley, and he saw this light that was going like this. It's going like that, and he goes, man, what is that? And it's coming at him, right? And he thought, gosh, the guy is either really ill and sick, and he doesn't know what he's doing, or maybe he's drunk. Yeah, maybe that guy's just drunk, just the way he was walking. And he comes to find out when comes up to the guy, he's neither. He's not drunk, neither is he ill. But he looked at him and he said, hey, what's with you? He was blind. He says, what are you doing with the light? And the blind guy says, I carry my light so others can see me so I don't stumble anybody. I don't want to stumble anybody. So I carry my light. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. I don't want to stumble anybody. We stop stumbling by loving. Love covers a multitude of sins. And love cares about others. Remember the love chapter in 1 Corinthians 13. He says in verse 4, love suffers long. Love suffers under unlovely people, people that rip you off. Love suffers because of what people say and people do, how they hold grudges and how they do this and how they do that. Love suffers. What happens at the end of the suffering? Well, it says in 1 Corinthians 13:5 that love suffers long and then turns around and is kind back to that one that caused them to suffer so much. Is kind. That's God's love, huh? That's what we need more of. His love. We got to get in that light, man. We got to let the light shine to us as we are this morning, as we open up the scriptures to convict us, to show us the way. His word is a lamp unto my path, a light unto my feet. It helps me. It directs me. It allows me to make the right decision so that I don't stumble anybody, so that I don't hurt anybody. So to become stepping stones, that's what Jesus was when he went to the cross. He was our stepping stone to God. The cross is the bridge. That's what we came over, and that's why we have a relationship and a fellowship with the living God, because of the cross. Jesus became a stepping stone. He died. Now he says, I died, but I want you to live. Live in me. And become a stepping stone to those around you that are unlovely. You say, I'm not going to become someone's punching bag. Well, there comes a time where if your husband is beating you or whatever, you know, there comes a time you get out. I'm not talking about that, but I'm talking about just getting it from all sides and then yet coming back and you're kind. It's a God thing that he wants to establish in our hearts. If it stumbles my brother to eat meat, I won't eat meat until the world is gone. That's what Paul's attitude was. I don't want to stumble and become a stumbling block to anybody. And if me eating meat in front of these people because they believe that this meat was sacrificed to idols, and I'm stumbling them and saying, hey, you want some prime rib? You know, it's good. I'm not going to do that. And just, I have liberty to do that. I have liberty to drink, to do whatever, right? We have that liberty. Well, but if it's going to stumble somebody, would you drink? If somebody that saw you in that Mexican restaurant with your huge, what do they call that drink? Oh, margarita. Gotta have my margarita with my Mexican, man. It's just so good. But then your brother comes in and he's struggling with alcohol. He's always struggled with alcohol. He sees you downing him. He's going, hey, if my brother or sister can have that with Mexican food, I'm gonna check it out too, then I'm gonna try. You just stumble that brother, right? Or somebody's babysitting for you and you're out doing whatever, and that person who's babysitting for you opens a refrigerator and sees what's in there. That hurts. That stays. You just stumbled somebody. Jesus knows what's in your refrigerator. You got a choice. What are you going to do? You got to make up your mind. You going to be a stumbling block or are you going to be a stepping stone? Hey, it's better to be a stepping stone. Because then you're really ministering to people. You're sharing with them that you have the liberty, but you choose not to do it. And you can do that? You can sit there with a glass of ice water with lime in it and have it with your Mexican food without drinking? I like water. It's good for you. I like a little lime in my water. I like two limes, actually.
Thank you for tuning in to today's message by my Saba, my grandpa, Pastor Jeff Johnson, the founding pastor of Calvary Chapel Downey. To listen to more messages by Pastor Jeff, visit sounddoctrineradio.org or download the app Sound Doctrine Podcast on the App Store. God bless you.
At Sound Doctrine, we're committed to teaching God's Word, verse by verse, but we can't do it alone. We rely on the Lord and the faithful support of our listeners as we come to you day by day. And if you'd like to help people all over the world have access to Sound Doctrine, you can make a secure donation at sounddoctrineradio.org. And while you're at it, you might want to request Pastor Jeff's book, An Exhortation from the Shepherd's Heart. This is a commentary on 1 and 2 Timothy and Titus. The Apostle Paul wrote a personal letter to two pastors that he personally instructed, loved, and planted churches with. We have that privilege to read these wonderful exhortations in God's Word. Now, Pastor Jeff wrote this commentary from the perspective of a shepherd with a heart for future pastors. It contains helpful commentary, illustrations, and detailed application as well. Get a copy by going online to sounddoctrineradio.org. Then click on the store. Or we can take your request when you call 800-353-7553. And please, if you would, include a little extra to help us continue this radio ministry on your station. Now let's turn back to 1 John chapter 2 now for the rest of Jeff's message.
And let's finish with verse 11. Now he goes on to say, but he that hates his brother is in darkness and walks in darkness and knows not whether he is going. He's confused. He doesn't know what's going on. Every day is a day of trial and tribulation. Just very little light in my life. And I don't know what to do about it. Because that the darkness has blinded his eyes. So there's a number of things here. The first one is you don't want to get into the thing of hating because it brings darkness into your life. You don't want to get into the thing of allowing your flesh to, you know, yell and get it caught up because that is going to be a stumbling block to whoever's listening, whoever's seeing it. You don't want to then, verse 11, he goes on to say, you don't want to stunt your growth. I mean, being blind, I would say, stunts a man or woman. Yes, it betters their hearing and they get by, but it's a hassle. The darkness is not fun. Can't find your way. The blind man groping and hurting and trying to get to this place and to that place. Spiritual growth is in the light of God's love in our lives.
Sound Doctrine with Pastor Jeff is the presentation of Calvary Chapel Downey. We'll catch you back here next time when we'll return to 1 John. So Father,